Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again, the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts, and I'm here with Rosalie Brown. And we're here to talk about DIY stuff. And it's been a little bit of a crazy week already here in Nevada County. We're already starting the fire season with a roaring 800-acre blaze down the hill from us. I'm kind of in the flight path. I was in the flight path for that yesterday. So I had all the tankers flying over at like 1,000 feet and helicopters flying over with buckets of water. It's a little nerve-wracking. And here it is, June, you know, we're recording this on Wednesday, June 9th. So it seems a little early. Yeah. How are things down in LA? At least it's cool. We're nice and cool up here. And it looks like it's cold down there. It looks like you got some rain.
This week you and I've talked about it. I have a lot of projects going on and I'm hitting these creative walls. Like I'm like literally running on nothing. I got nothing. So I decided this week, to take a break every day and like just go out into the city and like get new perspective. So I was out, at Echo Park the other day at the, lake it's a watershed in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
And it was really actually cold and there's raindrops and I was like, okay. And then,
I'm in LA, what the heck?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I guess it's not always sunny in LA. I went yesterday up to the observatory, which is like one of my favorite places in the world. And, it was
I've never actually been there. It's one of those places I gotta go.
It was 71 degrees and perfect.
Oh, nice.
Perfect. It was perfect.
What James Dean movie was that in?
Yeah, Rebel Without a Cause. That's actually
Rebel Without a Cause, right?
Yeah, that's actually
and a few other movies as well.
Yeah, but that's the one that kind of I think put it on the map for people that aren't from Los Angeles.
Iconic one. Yeah.
And so I like to go up there, and it's literally like a 5-minute drive from my house. So went up there yesterday and just got to kind of look at it. Now, when you go inside, I think it's still closed officially for the light shows and all that. But I think we open up in another few days, but. It was just nice to see a different perspective of things and air quality lately has been good, knock on wood. It's fire season all over the West Coast, but right now, as far as I know, we're okay. And, you just got to get out and enjoy the weather while you can before it gets too hot. And so I'm in a good place.
It was too hot just a few days ago and now it's nice and cold. And we've actually, my wife had the heat on this morning, so.
Isn't that funny how it bounces back and forth? I do remember living in the mountains. That was one thing
that, year.
You know, I did like the cooler mornings, but that would also kind of fool you because you'd have a cool morning and you'd think like, oh, it's going to be really cool today.
Right.
And then that doesn't last very long. So we'll see what happens, right? It's officially summer. I've been doing a little exploring and it's good to get a new perspective. I still am on a creative dry spell. So
it'll come back. I am as well. It's weird. I feel like there's just so much going on that it hasn't allowed of me to, I haven't been taking pictures. I haven't been painting. I haven't been drawing. I haven't been doing anything.
Yeah. But, well, I recommend pie. I had pie yesterday. I went to the house of pies and I got to say the pie was as described, absolutely magical. So pie helps a lot. The other thing I want to say, I was kind of celebrating, but you weren't there. You do know it's been 3 years of this little online experiment.
Mm-hmm. 3 years we've been doing this. So it's kind of crazy. And we didn't actually count the shows, but we've got something in the neighborhood of 150 shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy. It's like all the stuff that's happened in the last 3 years.
It's so weird.
You've moved to like 5 different places. I've
that was rude. Rude.
Well, you said it. I mean, our company has grown
huge.
Probably at least almost doubled in that amount of time. I haven't moved, but actually I have because I'm living in our guest house right now. But
not for too much longer, though, right? Aren't you? Are you guys coming to a conclusion here with this project or are you
getting closer? You know, it's hard right now because everybody's so busy. I'm waiting for my tile guy who's unfortunately Unfortunately for him, he's very, very busy. Unfortunately for us, he's very, very busy and working on a job that he has on cell reception. So communication's been a little nerve-wracking, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Having weeks between communique with this person can be a little disconcerting. Like, are you actually going to show up? Are you actually going to do this job? Because I've been waiting for 2 weeks for you.
Let's talk about that let's talk about the reality of that though for a minute, because I have to say, as you mentioned, I have lived all over. And I will say that tends to be, I'm just going to say it. I grew up, my dad was a contractor, as you know, and every phone call got returned, and every phone call got returned promptly. So that, when I moved to Nevada County back in was around 2005, 2006, I was surprised at there tended to be what I would call a lax attitude towards returning phone calls and showing.
That was my whole gig. And when I started this in 2000, it was 2001 was the fact that I actually called people back.
And you
put me on a level that was so much far and above the majority of my competition. And then showing up and actually being able to give them a price and do what I said I was going to do. Like, that was completely foreign to so many people up here and so many contractors. Now it's the norm, it's not necessarily the norm.
It's getting better though.
Most of my real competitors, it's the norm.
Yeah, no, I think the competition that you have in Nevada County are professional folks that are probably just as, great in many ways as ABT. But yeah, it's that level of kind of, I think what shocked me was just like, it wasn't that people didn't show up or like you'd call someone and they wouldn't call you back. It was that when I would talk about it with other folks, they were like, that's just how it is here. And I was like, No. Like,
you don't understand.
Like, you guys could change that. You could decide as a community, and that's not how it is here. So it's good to see some things have improved, but.
It's definitely, my favorite story of that experience here in Nevada County was the first year that I started. I was in somebody's home and they were literally moving boxes into their home. They just bought this place and their water heater was out. It like didn't work and it was leaking and they needed it replaced right away. So I'm there working on it and replacing it. But meanwhile, the doors are open and people are moving boxes in. And this older gentleman walks in and walks up to the closet that I'm in, that I'm working in, the water heater. I'm like, can I help you? It's like, yeah. And I'm like, so what are you? And all of a sudden the homeowner walks over and she's like, so who are you? And I won't name names, but so we told her who he was. And she's like, yeah, I called you like 2 days ago and you never called me back. And his answer to that was, well, I've been busy. It's like, well, this guy, I called him this morning and he's replacing my water heater right now. He's like, okay, that's great. You're taken care of. Take care. Thanks. And that was the environment that I moved into. And I was kind of surprised.
I can see why your popularity shot up pretty quickly.
I've been busy. Too busy to return a phone call.
I know. Well,
And the tile guys, I called six tile companies that were all recommended. I had three guys that were too busy, three guys that never returned my call, two guys that never returned my call, two guys that made an appointment with me, one guy that actually showed up for the appointment. The other guy never called, never did anything. So the guy that showed up, even though his bid was way more than I anticipated, he got the job. Because he actually showed up, but he's the one that works off his cell phone, working on a job where his cell phone doesn't work, and so he's not getting back to me. But he was the best of the six recommended tile people that I went through. So it's things are busy, people are busy, and supply chains are messed up, and
supply chains are a problem everywhere. They're even with like buying cars and stuff.
We're trying to buy. We're expanding our fleet, getting rid of some trucks and adding new guys. And just trying to buy new trucks. As everybody, there was a chip issue, and then also just everybody in the trades are so busy. A lot of the construction vehicles are just being snapped up. So, but do know with ABT, you will always get a phone call back if you leave a voicemail. But you will usually get a live person answers the phone.
So, that's I can attest to that. I call the opposite all the time. They get so tired of me. But
we show up when we say we're going to show up.
So, it's very true. Very true. Yeah. So
and call back. But anyway, maybe we should get into the meat of this
show.
So we kind of thought about you know, the fact that we're entering into fire season, I thought I'd talk a little bit about safeties. And one of the things that most homeowners should know about is how to turn the utilities off to their home. And especially now that we're entering into fire season again, you definitely want to know where the gas shutoffs are so that you can turn the gas off to your home. So I know we saw the images from Paradise and other places where like there'd be flares in the middle of the fire. And that was usually a gas line that was just open and just firing up. It doesn't help. You know, there may be able to save your house, but if, you know, if you got a propane tank that's 100 yards from your house and that catches fire, then it's a good chance it's going to catch your house on fire. So I thought I'd talk about gas shutoffs and water shutoffs. So one thing you really want to know is where are your shutoffs and how do I turn it off? If you have natural gas, so if PG&E supplies your fuel, you know, which is probably about 30% of the homes up here, not the majority by any means, you'll have a gas meter. And the gas meter will typically be somewhere close to the home. They don't usually put them out far away from the home like they do water meters. They're usually right up against the house or within, you know, 10 feet of the house. And on that gas meter, there you're going to find a little kind of rectangle valve. And it literally is just a little nub that comes out of this thing. And there's images on PG&E website. You can find it if this doesn't make sense. But there's literally just a rectangle. So you can't turn it off by hand. So you need either, they make a meter key for it. They make a wrench for it. And you can get those at any of the hardware stores. Or you can simply use a crescent wrench or a pipe wrench and just adjust it to the size of that valve. And the way those valves work is this little rectangle is actually, there's literally a hole through the valve. And that rectangle is in line with that hole. So if the rectangle is parallel to the pipe, the valve is on. If the rectangle is perpendicular at a 90 degrees to the pipe, the valve is off. So that's literally all it is a quarter turn. So first find out where your meter is. If you do have PG&E, they will tell you where it is. PG&E wants you to know where these things are because they want you to be able to deal with emergencies. You can actually call PG&E out and they will send a representative out to show you where it is and how to shut it off, particularly if you're older and you know you may have be frail or something, and they may actually even give you a valve key. I've heard of that. It just depends if they've got one on the truck and whatnot. But they can show you where that meter is and how to turn it off. So that's a real critical one. That's definitely want to know where that meter is. I'm sure you've had PG&E and have you ever had to turn the valve off at your house, any of your homes?
No. Okay. To be honest with you, like now I'm like, oh, that would have been really useful information. I will say that on this topic, actually. So when I first moved to Nevada County, I lived down in like Wildwood, and I was one of the only houses. It wasn't common to have PG&E as your source. Houses had propane tanks. And so let's say in this situation, what if I was on propane? What do I do then? How is that different?
So yeah, that's the next one. So propane is a little different because you have a tank. And the tank is what supplies you with fuel for the house. So they're pretty easy. They're actually easier than PG&E valve, because what you do is you go out to the tank and you're going to see this pipe that comes out of the ground. If you've got an exposed tank, if you've got an underground tank, then it's a whole other thing. But the majority of homes have exposed tanks. So you're going to see this pipe that comes out of the ground and you're going to see this little quarter 3/8 copper tube. I can't remember now, all of a sudden. Maybe 3/8 tube that goes to this little cover. And it's kind of a rectangle rounded cover, and it's on a hinge. You open that up and you're gonna see that pipe go right into a valve. And it's literally just a gate valve. It's a round handle that you see on water lines. And to turn that off, all you do is simply righty tighty, lefty loosey. Clockwise turns it off, counterclockwise turns it on. So if you do have the need to shut off your propane, that's what you want to do. Go find the propane tank, find the cover, and actually you might want to just go find that now anyway, just so you know where it is, so that when there is an emergency, you know how to do it. Open that lid, and there may be like a little cotter pin or something to help keep the lid closed, but usually they just leave them open. open that up, and then you can see it. And again, most providers will actually show you how to do that. So again, if you've got like Suburban or Ferrellgas or any of the local companies, you may actually be able to contact them and say, you know, I really want to have a little tutorial on how to turn this off. Is there any chance you can come out here and show me? And they may actually come out and show you. Because again, these utility companies want to make sure that you're safe. So they will show you and give you tips on how to do this. But if you don't want to call them, it's relatively simple. And it's a good thing to know, really good thing to know. And then inside of every home, you're going to find a valve at the fixture. It's code. And for safety reasons, and just to remember code, the only reason we have code is to protect people and property. There's reasons for codes, but you're always going to find a valve within 3 feet of the fixture. So if you have a fixture that you're a little concerned might, you know, fall or something like that, or you need to shut off, there will be a shutoff valve, and it's usually red or yellow. And again, it's a quarter turn valve. You're going to have a handle. When the handle's parallel with the pipe, it's on. When it's perpendicular, it's off. And those you can turn by hand. Those you don't need any kind of tools or anything. Typically, some of the older ones, they might be a little stiff. Sure. You may need a wrench, but the majority of ones, like in the last 30 or 40 years, they're pretty easy to turn on and off. The ones that were from the 60s. So yeah, probably more like 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Those are a little stiff. Most of those valves are gone, but I still run into them every once in a while.
It's hard to imagine that it's hard to imagine that 1960 is that far. I don't, oh my gosh.
I know. It is crazy, isn't it? Like, yeah, I was alive then, but yeah. But it's also good to go around and find out where all these things are, because you want to be able to know how to turn your fixtures off, because you may be able to just turn a fixture off without having to turn the whole house off. Because once you do turn the whole house off, then you got to relight your water heater, pilot light. Mm. And if you have an old stove, you may have to relight the pilot in your stove. Pretty much every other fixture now, our furnaces all have automatic ignition. Some old wall furnaces might have a pilot, but in any event, you may have to relight pilots. But again, if you've got PG&E, they'll come out and light your pilots for free. So that's a good thing to know. And a lot of the LP companies, yeah, no, because they don't want you to mess with it if they can avoid it, because they don't want you to blow up. Yeah, they don't want the liability of you getting burnt. So always, you know, don't hesitate, call your service provider and they can actually help you. And a lot of LP companies will come out and relight pilots as well. Not all of them, but most of them will. And depending on how booked they are, because we actually have been called for that when they weren't able to get in touch with somebody. And then, wow, this is filling up the show. I thought we were going to have to move on. But in any event, I've got one last thing to talk about. And this is earthquake shutoff. So this is something that we don't see a lot of up here. But when I was in San Francisco, it was pretty much mandatory by code. So I actually was in San Francisco in downtown in Embarcadero 4 during the Loma Prieta. So I saw all kinds of stuff, all kinds of damage. I saw things, you know, build. I helped friends move out of the marina where their houses were, the bottom floor was 45 degrees askew. But in any event, EQ shutoff valve is another really handy thing to add. And if you've got one of those, they're typically really easy. They're a little easier to turn on and off. Earthquake shutoff is not a bad idea to install on your natural gas or propane line. All right, I do want to touch on water shutoffs just really quick. So in the event of an emergency, you may also want to turn off the water. Caveat being, if you've got automatic sprinklers that, you know, that keep your house from burning down, don't shut off the water. Or if you've got interior sprinklers, make sure you don't turn those off, because you want to leave those things on. But if you don't, like the majority of us, we don't have this sort of thing, it's a good idea to find out where your water main shutoff is. If you've got NID pipe treated water, it's typically at the curb. You're going to find it. Unfortunately, it's not always that easy to find. If you can't easily find it, NID will come out and locate it for you, because they've got transponders on them, so they're pretty easy for them to find. I've spent in excess of an hour trying to find clients' water mains, because it was quicker than calling them out. But sometimes they can be difficult to find. They'll be typically at the curb on one corner of your property to the other, and they'll usually be 2 meters in one hole, or they'll be meters right next to each other. the one closest to your home is 90% of the time, 98% of the time, yours. So it's on your property line or on your side. And in those, we usually put some kind of valve in there, either a ball valve or a gate valve. That's on your responsibility to install as a homeowner. It's not part of NID. We've been told not to touch the NID valve because we've had some blow off. So we try to avoid shutting that off. So you don't need a meter key. There should just be a valve down there you can turn off. Good thing to know. So find out if you know where it is, just open up, make sure you know what it is, looks like. If you don't know where it is, call NID to have them help find it. Excellent thing to know as a homeowner. If you're in a well, that's a whole other thing. So if you're in a private well system, you've got, hopefully you have a valve inside the well house. I have seen homes where the plumber, for whatever reason, did install a valve to shut off the water. Find out if you've got one. Find out which one, like in mine, I've got one for irrigation and I've got one for the house, and I've got those labeled. If yours aren't labeled, you might want to figure that out. And it's a good thing to know anyway. So label them. If you don't have a valve, highly recommend installing a valve, because the only other way to shut off the well is to turn the well off itself at the electrical panel. All that does is shut off the well. Now I still have this 80-gallon pressure vessel that's full of water and has a balloon in there, a bladder in there that pressurizes the water. So even though I turn the water off, I still potentially have 60 gallons of pressurized water. So, you know, if you've got an emergency, you don't want 60 gallons of water in your living room. You want to be able to shut it off. So find that valve. If you don't have one installed. You also have shut off valves at all your fixtures. So underneath your sink, you'll find valves at every fixture. Again, it's code. It's there to protect property and person. We want to be able to shut off a fixture instead of shutting off the entire home if something were to leak, like a toilet valve was to blow up or a faucet was to suddenly not stop working. You want to be able to shut those off. So look at those and just kind of get to know where they are. It's not a bad idea just to know where these things are, because unfortunately, when you need them, they're hard to find in the emergency.
Panic, if you got water will do that.
Blowing, shooting up out of a fixture or something like that.
Panic does that.
It's easier to figure the stuff out ahead of time.
Sure.
And lastly, I'm going to talk about, we have automatic water shutoff valves. They've been out for quite some time. I was installing these things 30 years ago. And what they do is they have little sensors that we put around the fixtures, you know, plumbing fixtures. If they sense water, and all it is like an impedance. They'll have two probes that go down, and if there's water on the floor, it forms it conducts electricity, and will shut the automatic water shut off. So potentially saving you tens of thousands of dollars in repair bills, and even if you've got insurance, you know, you could be out whatever your deductible is, plus any add-ons that you want to do during the new construction, plus not being able to live in your home. So anyway, automatic water shutoff valves are pretty awesome. And with that, that's our show. Hope you found this informative. Please, by all means, figure out where your water and gas shutoffs are. You'll be happy to know where they are when you need them. Hopefully you never will. It may be years, decades before you actually need it. But if you know where they are, in an emergency, you can actually turn things off. If you have any issues of your own where you do need the professional services of ADT for your plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, we can be reached at 530-230-9092. That number again is 530-230-9092. You can also find us on the web at easyasadt.com, where you'll find a lot of this content that we have here. And a lot of tutorial videos and other things. You can also find us on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook. It's primarily entertainment. So we give you a lot of cool stuff, fun information, silly jokes, but also some tips on how to take care of things. So, and then some savings coupons. So check us out on Facebook. And with that, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You Got This. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.